Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Radio with a Purpose, Music with a Message. That's right, it's the Tavares Taylor Show. It's your boy, Tavares Taylor. We're back with another week of explosive internet talk radio. That's right. And I'm joined this week by my co-host, Miss Marissa. What's going on, baby? How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good stuff. Big shout out to Miss Deanna Coles. Unfortunately, she will not be with us this week. She's facing family emergency this week. So we want to definitely keep her in our prayers. And, you know, how we do here on the show, you know, we have something brand new for you each and every week. This week we have soulful house and gospel remixes. That's right. So we're remixing all your favorite gospel and neo-soul R&B joints this week. So you might want to stick around for that. You know, we got this week's Hack of the Week. We also have the Soul Flavor in Your Ear segment where we talk about brand new music that's coming out. And this week's special guest is Shanique Magazine. That's right. We got the folks and the ladies from Shanique Magazine. So if you have a daughter between the ages of 11 and 18, you definitely want to have tune into the show, spread the show across the internet, because what we're doing here this week, we're actually raising the awareness of young African-American women. You know, we have so much turmoil, and so, you know, it's just crazy out there with the images and so forth that we have with our black women. And what we want to do here on the show, we want to try and turn that around, give you some positive images, give you some positivity here on the Tavares Taylor Show. That's why we call it Radio with a Purpose, Music with a Message. But you know how we do. We kick things off always, first and foremost, by giving God the praise, because if it were not for him, we would not be here. So this week, we're going to kick things off. And like I said, this is a soulful, neo-soul gospel remixer. So everything is going to make you bounce this week. If you don't bounce this week, there's something wrong with you. Or maybe not. But we're going to keep you bouncing here on the Tavares Taylor Show. That's right, y'all.
To all my people in the struggle, you think God's forgotten about you. Here's some pain medicine. Let's go! You're in your car, you at the house, on your job.
Hi, NBA forward Kevin Durant from the Oklahoma City Thunder. Here with Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck to remind you to get moving every day.
Because when you get moving an hour a day,
you'll have more energy to do the things you like to do.
And that's a slam dunk.
Whether you like to shoot hoops like me, skateboard, ride a bike,
or dance on your roof,
be a player.
Get up, play, and move it your way.
Head online to get tips on great ways to get moving every day.
Check out how to be a player at letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to Radio with a Purpose, Music with a Message. This is the Tavares Taylor Show, and you just heard music from Sound of Music, I believe, the Soul Believer Mix, and Kirk Franklin, Looking for You Remix. So what is the current event going on today?
Current event today, World Cup, baby, World Cup, yeah. Big shout out to South Africa.
I haven't been able to get into that.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a sports nut. Like I always say, I love sports, baseball, soccer, tennis, golf, basketball, football. I love sports. I'm just a sports fanatic. And like I said, the world is going to buzz over the World Cup. Big shout out to the United States team. 1-1 tie against England. That's cool. That's cool. We'll take that. No L. So, you know, we'll take that tie. We'll get them points and keep it moving. So, you know, Group C is kind of weak, but, you know, hey. And like I said, I could talk all day about sports. Big ups to the United States team. Big ups to all of the other World Cup folk that are out here. You, what's going on? You went to go see Maxwell earlier this week?
I went and saw Maxwell and Jill Scott yesterday. It was my first time ever seeing Jill Scott perform, so it was an experience. I've already seen Maxwell perform, so I was really there for Jill.
Right.
And I think a lot of people were there just for Jill, too, because he was here in October, so. She was really awesome. She looks really good. She lost a lot of weight. She, of course, always is glowing and beautiful. So I had a great time. I really had a great time. I wish it was all, you know, longer, but I know they have to go and do other cities.
That's right. They got to be here on Friday night. So, you know, big shout out to the Washington, D.C. area. All the folks that are going to be out there checking out Jill and Maxwell, I will be there in the place. Can't wait, can't wait. Big shout out also to Deborah Bond and Kenna Sister Rock the Mic to everybody who was there for that festival, as well as last weekend at the Capital City Jazz Fest. Big shout out to Marcus Johnson, Deborah Bond, all of those folks. Banging, banging, banging. If you missed it, you definitely want to check it out next year. Check it out, Kenna Sister Rock the Mic, as well as Capital Jazz Fest. And if you have any other events that are going on in your area, this is normally the time where we shout out our events and church announcements, pretty much. But, you know.
Church announcements.
Yeah, well, you know, church announcements. So, you know, if you got
July 16th, we have an event going on here. Chastain Park will have Frankie Beverly and Maze, so.
Nice.
Everybody want to go out there to that. And I believe Erykah Badu is going to be here, too, at Chastain Park. But I just don't know what date. I would look it up and let you know later in the show.
And I'm hearing good reviews on her show, like her latest tour. I'm hearing good reviews on that. So definitely want to check out Erykah Badu, as well as Yazra, a favorite here on the Tavares Taylor Show. Big ups to the Foreign Exchange Camp. Big up to you guys. We really appreciate all the good music that you're putting out there. And to all of the artists that are out there, we really appreciate all of the good music that you're putting out there. And if you are an artist and you're looking for management as well as websites or technical assistance and press kits, all that good stuff, hit us up at Schoolboy Media Group. That's right. That's info@Tavares Taylor. Hit us up. We can get back to you and get you squared away. That's info@Tavares Taylor. For all of those folks interested in getting their musical careers off the ground and into the hands.
Speaking of one more artist, sorry to cut you off.
Who's that?
V, you know, our former guest of the show for the Tavares Taylor, he got down as the background singer for Jill Scott. So big shout out to him, you know, because he was doing his thing in his Adidas outfit.
You know what? He's been touring with Jill for a minute, singing background.
Years.
Him and Ari Valverde. They've been kicking it with Jill for a minute. Actually, Vivian Green actually started out kicking it out, singing background for Jill. But yeah, big shouts out to V. Matter of fact, I'm gonna give him a call then. Matter of fact, since he'll be here in the city, maybe he won't go get some chicken. It's good stuff.
All
good
right
stuff.
Now, not the chicken. Okay.
Yeah,
we
keeps it hood. We keeps it hood here on the Tavares Taylor Show. Basic, simple. Well, folks, you know, this week's guest is phenomenal. It's an opportunity to talk with some great people who are doing some phenomenal work in the community. I'm talking about the ladies over at Shanique Magazine. What they do over at Shanique Magazine, they actually have a phenomenal website, which is targeted for young African-American women. And what that does is it actually bolsters and builds the self-awareness as well as the esteem of young black women. And we are happy to introduce tonight to you the ladies of Shanique Magazine. And I'm going to bring you up in 1 second, ladies. Are you there?
Yes, we're here.
What's going on? How are you?
Wonderful.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Thanks for joining the Tavares Taylor Show. And one by one, let me get who's on the line.
Okay, good afternoon. This is Crystal Gooding, and I'm the editor-in-chief of Shanique Magazine.
And I'm Quinitra Cromio, and I'm the public relations coordinator for Shanique Magazine.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Let me tell y'all, first of all, thank y'all for doing what you do. I mean, in this day and age, you know, we definitely turn on the radio, we turn on TV, and, you know, the negative images of young women in our communities are just, they're ridiculous. And I want to say thank you guys for standing up and, you know, putting together your website, putting together your nonprofit, Divas, Inc., because, you know, right now, you know, it's a lot of people that should be standing up, but I applaud you women for taking the time out to stand up for such an issue.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
Not a problem. Anytime. It always baffles me, you know, how we get to a certain point, and I'm not going to name names, but, you know, I don't know. I take it quite seriously when you see guys who, and I don't want to really name names, but, you know, they out and they fighting causes such as, you know, closing the internet between black and white. I mean, honestly, who cares? You know, I mean, we live in a world where HIV and AIDS is running rampant and women are dying from it, you know, left and right, especially our women. And there are bigger challenges out here. And that's why, honestly, I really, really, really applaud y'all. Before we get into this interview, I really want to say thank you, because I was going over your stuff. I was checking out your websites and your press kits. And, I mean, your professionalism, you know, what you stand for, it is A-plus quality. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem. So real quick, let's see. I'm going to start off with you, Ms. Crystal. Let's talk about the nonprofit Divas, Inc.
Definitely. Divas, Inc. is an organization I started in 2003. I've been working with girls for over 10 years, and I moved back to Miami, and I definitely saw a need. I do teach, and so on a daily basis, I just saw this need. It's just these girls were yearning for something, role models and things of that nature, information, to help them become the women that they should be. So I started Divas, Inc. In 2003 to give them some type of place to come where they can talk and we can develop young girls into young women and give them the tools that they need, such as etiquette training, self-esteem, and things like that. Because when it all boils down to it, girls need to have some type of self-esteem, and it's connected to so many other things. It all boils down to self-esteem, how they treat themselves, how they treat the others, and we just try to give them that the tools that they need so that they can have that self-esteem to go out into the world and be successful.
No doubt. And yeah. Quinitra, you still
there? Yes.
Good stuff.
I'm here.
So with Divas, Inc., what you guys went through and you did a lot of research on, you know, self-awareness and self-esteem and all of that good stuff, and you came about doing the research, hence coming up with Shanique Magazine. Am I correct?
Yes,
correct.
Okay. Go ahead and talk a little bit about that. Talk about the research that you went through and, you know, what you guys found and so forth and so on, some of the stats.
What we've done throughout the years, since 2003, we did a nonprofit organization, of course, with Divas, Inc. We were in Tallahassee, Florida, where we did a summer program. And it was just like a pilot for us to see exactly where the need is much needed. I mean, like Crystal said, it was definitely body image and self-esteem. Those are the two factors in which we saw out of that one summer that between the two of us, we were able to change at least one girl's life. We wanted to teach them that it's all about how you are and how you perceive yourself. If you know that you're good on the inside, then everybody else would treat you exactly. We wanted to show them that, you know, it's all about, as a lady, being seen and not heard, so to speak. So we wanted to show them in your body image where exactly what it is you like, but we want you to be presentable and professionalism as well. Because the one thing that I was taught as a young lady, and I thank my grandma, my mom for instilling this in me, is that when you walk out the door, you not only represent yourself, but you represent your family, you represent your mother and your grandmother. So we also wanted to tie that into their self-esteem and their body image. And also, to give you the numbers in regards to what we've done so far in our research, is that 86% of the respondents that we reported on had self-esteem and confidence that were important issues dealing with women generally, but most definitely with Black women. And then also with 77% of African-American women, they were concerned about the way they are portrayed in the popular media. So in that retrospect, what they see on TV is definitely being portrayed on a daily basis, and what they don't understand is that makeup, that's costume, that's not how people really dress. So it's a point of, I want to look good, so if it looks good on TV, then, you know, he'll like me for what I look like on TV, and that's not it, because once you cut the TV off, they don't look like that.
Right.
And then also we went to 71% of the girls that we did do surveys on. They had a vast majority of what was portrayed worse in the radical media, and it was Black women. If you look what we see on TV, because like I said, throughout our research throughout the years, we watch all the different channels and the different networks on how young African-American teens are portrayed. And, of course, it does go back to videos, which, okay, I need to be half-dressed in order to look beautiful. But then again, you have Queen Latifah, who has the Queen collection of Maybelline, and she's dressed and she's gorgeous. So it's just a matter of having them to have someone that they can actually look at and have that role model figure for them to actually say, you know what, I can be fully clothed and I can look good.
Right.
So that's where our research came into play, and we were able to say, you know what, we both can get together and have something that we can teach them to say, I come out and I look great. I can have on a polo and jean shorts and heels, and I look great.
Right.
And I don't have to walk around with my shirt cut up with holes in it and my shorts are too short where I have to keep tugging on them. But guess what? He likes me. That's
right.
Not what we want to portray to them.
Right. Most definitely. Most definitely. And now I have my co-host, Miss Marissa. She's on the line. Miss Marissa, you want to jump in and chime in, asking the questions?
Sure. I actually have one question. I know you focus on the teenagers between ages of 13 and 18. Well, actually 11 through 18, correct?
Correct. Middle and high school girls, yes.
Middle high school girl. Okay. Have you thought about going towards, targeting college kids, college women, the 18 to 24?
Definitely.
Okay.
In regards to Divas Inc., we have a series of workshops that we do, and not necessarily with the magazine, but through our workshops, we target middle, high school, and college age girls with our workshops. We have etiquette workshops, we have business etiquette workshops, we have self-esteem workshops and things like that. So with our workshops, we go and travel to various locations, especially girls mentoring programs, and we just open it up to sororities and local colleges who, like I recently spoke in a college dormitory for girls. So, yeah, we do a lot of things with young women in general because they all need that. And especially, college girls to me are still teenagers. They're maybe 17, 18, 19, so they kind of need that too. So, yeah.
Okay. And what about ladies our age, like 30 and plus? Because, you know, there's still confused ladies out there my age.
Well, we don't have workshops for them because I'm 30 myself. But what we do, we actually have a workshop that I formulated for women that work with teens, and it's called Mentoring Teen Girls. So we do workshops for adults who want to work with teens. I do have a lot of experience because I've been working with teens for 10 years, and I'm in the public school system. So I've seen working with girls is kind of different, and you have to have certain set of skills to work with these girls. So we do have something for adults in regards to that.
Okay, great.
You cover all the bases.
Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm going to piggyback and talk about, you were talking about the images of black women in videos, and, we're talking, going back to images, and, you know, we only anytime you see a well-dressed woman is usually doing a commercial for, like, Tide or, you know, something to that nature, somebody washing some clothes, or they're trying to get you to buy something. You know, that's usually the only time when you see a made-up, you know, a normal-looking African-American woman. Any other time is half-dressed and, you know, it's unfortunate. It's very unfortunate. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad you guys are doing what you do. And you're actually touching a lot of different people, in the process.
Well, we hope so.
No, you guys are. You definitely are. Real quick, I'm going to get you guys to hold on for 1 second. We got to get into some music here. This is our soulful house mix where we're mixing all of our gospel and R&B music, musicians, and this week we got Jesse Boykins III, and this one's called Itis, and this is the Applejacks House Mix, so we hope you enjoy it. Ladies, let me get you to stick around for 1 second. Is that all right?
Yeah, right. Definitely.
Good stuff. Enjoy Jesse Boykins III, Itis, here on the Tavares Taylor Show. You're listening to Radio with a Purpose, Music with a Message. That's right, it's the Tavares Taylor Show. That's my man, Mr. Jesse Boykins III with Itis, the Applejack House Remix. You know, we're trying to get our house, neo-soul, soulful house bounce going on tonight. I can't talk for some reason. What's going on? Big shout out to DJ Wonderful, bro. You the one that probably got me in this house mix mood. I was listening to some podcasts for you, so check out DJWonderful.com. That's DJ the number one, Durful.com, for some good old house music if you're feeling what's going on tonight. Also, if you're just joining the show, just tuning in, we have the lovely ladies of Shanique Magazine, Miss Crystal and Miss Kenitra on the line. Ladies, are you still there?
Yeah, we're here.
Good stuff, good stuff. Real quick, real briefly, let me get you to talk about the magazine, Shanique Magazine, real quick. When people go to the website, what can they expect?
Oh, definitely. When you go to sheisunique.com, you will find a wonderful resource for middle and high school girls. You'll find articles written by girls for girls on topics such as entertainment, relationships, beauty, health. It runs the whole gamut. Anything that pertains to teen girls, we even have fashion, hairstyles, celebrities. Anything that a teen girl of color would think that was important would be on our site, sheisunique.com. And the wonderful thing about our magazine is that the majority of it is written by teen girls. So if anybody knows teen girls, it's themselves. So that's what we enjoy about the magazine the most.
That was going to be my next question. Who was writing for you guys? That's sad.
Oh, okay, yeah. The majority is teen girls. We do a variety of writing workshops down here in Miami, and they go and they spend a few months writing articles, interviewing, and they take the initiative to come up with the topics, find people that they want to interview, and they go and write the articles and submit it to us. So it's a wonderful resource. Okay. And we accept writing material from any and everyone who's interested.
Does that include males?
We have actually had a male write a story, and it's a wonderful story that happened right after the earthquake in Haiti, and he submitted an interesting story on that perspective. So we definitely included that in our magazine because it's something that we really wanted the girls to know about.
That's what's up, yeah. That's what's up. I'm sitting here and I'm quite speechless because, I mean, you guys have you guys have your ducks in a row, and I really, really, really am impressed with what you have going on with Shanique Magazine, and she is Shanique Magazine. Is there anything that you want to leave to our audience, and maybe somebody listening to the show tonight, that you want to leave them with something, some encouraging words or just anything? Just go ahead. I'm going to start with you, Crystal, first.
Definitely. Our girls are our future. They are very important. It's very important that girls have someone that they can look up to because they're going to find it either way, and it could be good or it could be bad. And we would prefer that it be good. So if there is anyone that can mentor a girl, it's something that is desperately needed, especially in the Black community. So that's what I definitely want to leave the reader, the listeners with.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And you, Quinita?
I want to leave with the listeners that just remember when you were a teen, was there anything as an African-American girl that you actually could relate to? And if your answer is no, then definitely check out Shanique Magazine at ShaniqueMagazine.com, and that is the resource for teen girls of color.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Shout out that website one more time and any contact information you have.
Okay, it's www.sheisunique.com. You can also find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter. You can find us on MySpace. And if you go to the website, there's a Contact Us button. It'll go directly to us. And that's the numerous ways you can reach us.
That's what's up. Big up. Well, let me let you ladies know that it is a pleasure to have you here on the Tavares Taylor Show. This will definitely not be your last time here because we definitely want to bring you back because we got a whole lot more questions that I want to ask you. But time is kind of the essence tonight, and we'll definitely bring you guys back for another
follow-up. Thank you so much.
No problem. You guys are always just, you have our platforms for anything, whether it's our internet radio station, whether it's the Tavares Taylor Show, whatever you have, our platforms are your platforms. So we definitely need to partner up because you guys have a great mission, and we're trying to do whatever that we can to help you get that mission out. So
thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
Not a problem. Anytime. Folks, that's the ladies of Shanique Magazine. That's right. She is unique. Check them out at sheisunique.com. You can hit them up on MySpace. If you got Facebook and Twitter, hit them up on Facebook and Twitter. Phenomenal. Phenomenal young ladies. Phenomenal young ladies. I'm just so excited in what they're doing in the community. It is so much needed. I was on the metro not too long ago, and it was some girls sitting in front of me. And, I mean, every MF or every F word, I mean, any cuss words you could think of, it was just, you know, coming out their mouth. One of them, you know, just had on, you know, looking like she was a prostitute off of New York undercover. I mean, it was just, you know, it was ridiculous. But you know what? It's people, you know, like the women of Shanique Magazine who I really admire because they're doing something about a lot of things that are going on in our communities right now. So big ups to them. You're still listening to the Tavares Taylor Show. Like I said, be sure to hit them up on MySpace, Facebook, or Twitter, and check out their website at sheisunique.com. Definitely, definitely want to check them out. You're listening to the Tavares Taylor Show, radio with a purpose, music with a message. That's right, Schoolboy Media Group. That's who we fall under. And this is your soulful gospel R&B house mix. That's right, folks over at DJWonderful.com got me into a soulful house type of mood. So we're going to keep it going here with some Eric Robeson here on the Tavares Taylor Show.
Hey, this is Eric Robeson, and you're listening to Radio with a Purpose and Music with a Message on the Tavares Taylor Show.
I was sitting at home late at night all alone when the phone starts to ring. I look at the screen, can't believe what I'm seeing. It is her calling me. Months ago, she walked out of my life, said she needed something new. I thought that I would never see her again. Now she's calling me out of the blue. I just want to believe it again. Just want to believe it again. Oh, want to believe if I gave it a try. Stopping, and if I had a friend, no, I replied, now I'm kicking myself cause I should have said yeah.
Yeah. she says to me,
I'm so glad to see you.
Just because.
a new online radio station to pass the time on your 9 to 5, then be sure to swing by Schoolboy Radio for an eclectic mix of R&B, soul, gospel, jazz, talk, and much more. Find them on the web at www.live365.com/stations/Schoolboy Radio or listen to them on www.tavaristaylor.com. Schoolboy Radio, class is in.
That's right, folks. Class is in on Schoolboy Radio. Check them out today, live365.com/stations/Schoolboy Radio, or hit them up at TavarisTaylor.com. Just heard some good music there. That's Four Hero with Look Inside. And before that, we had Eric Robeson featuring Wayna with I Wanna Believe It Again off of his Fan First CD. Speaking of which, speaking of CDs, this is when we talk about brand new CDs coming to the shelves near you. Take it away there, Marissa. This is Soul Flavor in your ear.
All right, the new releases for the week of June 13th is Laws of Illusion. That's Sarah McLachlan. Thank Me Later, Drake. I don't know how many albums this guy has dropped, but I guess this is the actual LP. Hear My Love by Case. The Lilith 2010 compilation. It has various artists who participated in the Lilith Fair over a decade, which includes Corinne Daly Ray, Rihanna, Nora Jones, and much more. The next one is Attitude Adjuster Part 2 by Pastor Troy. This is a follow-up to his first Attitude Adjuster, which was released in 2008. And last but not least is the Essence Music Festival 15th Anniversary 2 compilation, which will include Beyonce, John Legend, Robin Thicke, and others. So you want to go ahead and grab those on June 15th. That's all. Soul Flavor in your ear.
That's what's up. Thank you so much for this week's Soul Flavor in your ear. Be sure to go support those artists. Buy music, buy music, buy music. That's right. We don't download stuff here. We buy it. So definitely go ahead on and support these artists as we do here on the Tavaris Taylor Show. We've got about 6 minutes left, and this week's Hack of the Week brought to you by Edge IT Consulting. I got one word for you. Google. Okay, two words. My bad. Google Chrome. Download it. That's right, download it. You've been messing around with Internet Explorer, and it's been slow, and it's crashing. Google Chrome is 10 times faster. It's almost like Firefox. I can give you both of those, Firefox and Google Chrome. Go ahead on, download it on your machine, test it out. Trust me, you're going to love it. This week's Hack of the Week is Google Chrome, a.k.a. go ahead on and also download Firefox, especially if Internet Explorer has been crashing on you, it's been too slow, and you don't know how to clean out the temporary Internet files and the cookies and all of that other stuff. Just download Google Chrome. It's off the chain. Check it out, google.com. And just search Google Chrome, and it'll come up the first search. And you'll be right there, Google Chrome. Check it out today. That's brought to you by Edge IT Consulting. The folks over Edge IT Consulting specializing in spyware virus removal, hardware, software installation, all of that good stuff. Hit them up on the web at www.edgeitconsulting.com, www.edgeitconsulting.com. Be sure to hit them up and let them know that the Tavaris Taylor Show sent you. Let's see, we got about 5 minutes left in the show today. We want to thank the lovely ladies of SheIsUnique.com. That's right, the folks over at Shanique Magazine. Be sure to check them out. If you have a daughter between the ages of 11 and 18, or if you're in your 20s, in your 30s, or in your 40s, you definitely want to go through and check out SheIsUnique.com. There is something for everyone, relationship tips, beauty tips, all of those good things. Check them out on the web. You're already online listening, so you might as well go ahead and check them out at SheIsUnique.com. Tell them the Tavaris Taylor Show sent you, and all is well. All is well. We're just excited here. I'm about to go see one of my first artists. That's right, one of my first artists, Mr. Young Stone, perform in a couple hours, so I'm anxious and I'm excited about that. If you too want to get a management and, you know, have a manager and, you know, get your nice little website and some press kits and some professionalism to go along with your music, hit us up at Schoolboy Media Group. You can send me an email at info@TavaresTaylor.com, info@TavaresTaylor.com. We can get you a professional website, press kit as well as photos, and get you well on your way to pursuing your dreams. So hit us up at info@TavaresTaylor.com. Got about 3 more minutes left in the show, so I want to thank my co-host, Miss Marissa, as always, for holding it down. Appreciate you.
You're so welcome. So welcome, and all my True Blood fans, you want to go ahead and change, you know, turn your stations to HBO at 9, actually 8:45, because they will have a pre-show, little sneak peeks and episodes we've never seen before. So you want to go ahead and do that. So get all ready now, because we do have, like, you know, an hour and 45 minutes.
That's what I'm saying. If not, if you're in the D.C. area, come on back, Club 24. And check out my man Young Stone tonight. That's Club 24, 24th Street in D.C., so check it out. Let's see, we got about 2 minutes left, so I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning into the Tavares Taylor Show. Next week we will be all celebrating Father's Day, so happy Father's Day to all of the fathers that's out there that's holding it down for your babies. Appreciate you, appreciate you, appreciate you. Big shout out to my father, Mr. Thomas Taylor. Happy Father's Day, early Father's Day for your brother. Appreciate you. And all of that good stuff. So that's about it. This week's show.
Yeah.
They come back.
Erykah Badu actually will be coming all here on August 14th at Chastain Park.
See, there you go. If you're in Atlanta, check out Badu. Badu. Maybe she'll keep on her clothes. Maybe she will. You never know if you don't go.
She will.
You don't know if you won't go. So
her
club
will be on.
Check it out. I can't wait. Jill Scott Maxwell this weekend, Friday, D.C. Be there or be square. Tickets, I'm not sure if they're still available, but I hope so. All right, folks, we're going to leave you with some Jill Scott. Speaking of which, Golden, I can't wait to see her perform it live. Not to this remix. This is, of course, a Sir Piers' remix, Jill Scott Golden. Preacher H and DJ Wonderful for putting me in the soulful house mood. I appreciate you, brother. Check him out at DJ1Dirtful.com. Also, hit us up at TavaresTaylor.com. Hit us up on Podomatic, well, actually, schoolboymedia.podomatic.com. You can hit us up on Facebook at Tavares.Taylor. You can hit us up on Twitter at TavTaylor. And you can check out Schoolboy Radio 24/7 on TavaresTaylor.com. Matter of fact, just go to TavaresTaylor.com, and it'll lead you to all of those websites I just said. Big shout out to each and every one of you for listening. Thank you so much. Remember, change begins with you. Become the change that you want to see in this world. My name is Tavares Taylor. Thanks for listening to